She wandered alone through the vales and the hills, through green and peaceful meadows near and far. She drifted on the breeze with naught but her CDs, until she found the place called 3CR. She scored herself some airtime where she could rule alone. She found herself a pigeonhole that she could call her own. She made herself a legend, as you may already know, on McAllister's Celtic Folk Show. Now there'll be songs to make you cry, and songs to make you think, and songs to make you laugh and drink, and drink and laugh and drink, and ballads that will leave you with a fuzzy inner glow, on McAllister's Celtic Folk Show. Old 3CR, that red-haired lass is wonderful. She should play all night and day forevermore. The week has rolled around and now the time has come to parse, and Studio One is ready for the kicking of some arse, to stick it up the English as far as it will go. On McAllister's Celtic Folk Show.
Here we go!
On McAllister's Celtic Folk Show.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Celtic Folk Show. You're tuned to 3CR Community Radio and Anne McAllister is my name. That was Adele Fox. She played Trujig's King of the Pipers and Sean Boy. Now here's one of my favourite Rebel songs.
I joined the flying column in 1916 in Cork with Johnny Mylan in Tipperary with Dan Breen, arrested by Free State sentenced for to die. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty mountain boys. We climb the hills and valleys and over the hilltops
famous wherever they go. 'Cause Larry from Granner who started it all. He surely passed on the good luck to Declan, Chuck June and the Gamblers, and Flavin from Ballinamuck. When it comes to low notes, Larry gets all the votes, sure nobody's ever sang low. And bold in the mountain, he surely is counting, since Leitrim he brought to the fore. And the 21 years, it still rings in my ears, from back around 71. And the Boulder McHager, he's still going strong. He's another of Longford's famous sons. It was Larry from Granner who started it all. He surely passed on the good luck to Declan, Chuck June and the Gamblers, and Clavin from Ballinamuck. There's many a night that Noel Cassidy sang at the park house down in Edgeworthstown. And there's Frankie Kilbride, he's long for his own pride, he looks after those men of renown. Mick Flavin and Declan are two of a kind, their voices set our hearts aglow. And long our kitchens be filled with their songs when we turn on the old radio. It was Larry from Granner who started it all. He surely passed on the good luck to Declan, Chuck June and the Gamblers, and Flavin from Ballinamuck. To Declan, Chuck June and the Gamblers, and Clavin from Ballinamuck.
The world is born in the African sun. Black blood flows from the white man's gun. Locked in a jail for 25 years. Held like a lion in the cage of tears.
Mandela will be free. Mandela, Nelson Mandela, Mandela.
That was my absolute favourite singer, Dolores Cain. She was singing a song that her then husband wrote. His name is John Faulkner, and the title of the song is Lion in a Cage. In the middle of the bracket, the Longford Brigade is the title of the song, and it was sung by PJ Murray. And then first up, Don Stiff sang Galty Mountain Boy.
Down from the northern sky, waves rise up to meet the eye. Fisherman, bring in your line just tie. Row your boat across the shore, pull the oar, push the oar through the waves as once before. Loch Nane, fisherman. Curlew cries from the island cloud, heron stands so great, so proud. Another catches meal for the day. Oh, fisherman Loch Nane, row your boat across the shore, pull the oar, push the oar through the waves as once before. Loch Nane, fisherman. Rushes sway with the breeze, magpie moves among the trees, dirge of a thrush a hunt and song. Storm on the hoof, it won't be long. Boat across the shore, pull the oar, push the oar through the waves as once before. Loch Nane, fisherman. As the waves rush in, a hen calls free. Trinity once more, fisherman. The sky and the shore.
Come listen, you fine people, to a story called about young Rachel Carey, 23 years old, from Olympia in Washington. Rachel Carey came, a bright young girl about to learn a world of hurt and pain. Rachel knew atrocities were committed in her name. She knew the U.S. government had sharing all the blame. International solidarity called her from afar to a land of death and misery, a place they call Rafah. Papa, don't you worry, Mama, I'm okay. I'm over here in Palestine and I'll be back someday. The Palestinian people are thoughtful and they're kind. I'll feel so guilty when I go and leave them all behind. For 7 weeks she risked her life defending people's homes, trying to break down barriers in Israel's no-go zones. Tom Herndl, we remember you for trying to do the same. Your pictures of the conflict tell the world of Sharon's shame. Papa, don't you worry, Mama, I'm okay. I'm over here in Palestine, I'll be back someday. The Palestinian people are thoughtful and they're kind. I'll feel so guilty when I go and leave them all behind. One morning, Israel's army came to Haisalam to bulldoze Palestinian homes and make way for their plans. Rachel Carey pleaded, she tried to talk them round, but the driver in a bulldozer mowed young Rachel down. Papa, don't you worry, Mama, I'm okay. I'm over here in Palestine and I'll be back someday. The Palestinian people are thoughtful and they're kind. I'll feel so guilty when I go and leave them all behind. I didn't know you, Rachel, but I know what you stand for. You are an inspiration to end a bloody war. I hope the world will realize the reasons why you died. Equality, fraternity, for liberty and pride. Equality, fraternity, for liberty and pride.
That was Paul McAdam singing a song he wrote about Rachel Corrie. Pardon me. Before Paul, Cormac Brannock was playing, he played two tunes, the Taylor Smalls Jig and the Battering Ram. And then first up it was Barry Kerr, and he played Loch Nay Fisherman. And those three songs are all from an album I bought way back in 2011 titled Songs of Solidarity. And I'm going to continue and play another three tracks from that now.
Woke up from the dream to find it all the same. The pain still here, the world looked away. The world looked away. The world looked away. Yeah, the world. Walk away. Palestine burns, curfew lingers on. Invasion by night, occupation by dawn. And the world looks away. The world away. Oh, the world looks away. The world looks away. Refugees, set your spirits free. Raise your souls above the dust. And F-16 won't bring you down, nor take your land from your heart. But the world will look away. Yeah, the world will look away. Oh, the world looks away. The world looks away. Child of Janine, your strength must get you through. They took your brothers once, and soon they will come for you. And the world will look away. Yeah, the world will look away. Oh, the world will look away. The world. Set your spirits free. Raise your souls above the dust. And F-16 won't bring you down, nor take your land from your heart. But the world will look away. Yeah, the world will look away. Looks away.
ask me how it is that I dare to take a side. You say I loathe myself, pointing out you have lied. You say it's tribal warfare, but I disagree, for the dynamics of the situation are not difficult to see. On the one side is the fighter jet, on the other is the stone. On the one side is the slave, on the other is the throne. For the many there are checkpoints, while foreign soldiers rule the streets. For the one side there is victory, but the people don't accept defeat. The word you need to know is occupation, the very definition of a land without a nation. And if peace is what you're after, then let us not deceive. It'll come on the day the tanks return to Tel Aviv. On the one side there is hunger and bulldozed olive trees. On the other is the army, ruling by decrees. Caterpillars maul the streets, destroy whole city blocks, while children swallow shrapnel for the crime of throwing rocks. Fences are erected around the towns they flatten, and Herzl's fanatics sleep on sheets of satin. And they water their plantations, drilling ever deeper wells, while the displaced children of the hopeless are filled with bullet shells. The word you need to know is occupation, the very definition of a land without a nation. And if peace is what you're after, then let us not deceive. It'll come on the day the settlers return to Tel Aviv. On the one side there's the Mossad, rounding up the men, thrown in jail with no trial, being tortured once again. On the other there is rage, helplessness and fear, and a growing realization that another Holocaust is near. On the outside there are prisons, the inside detainees, being stripped of their humanity, beaten naked to their knees. Outside the ghetto walls, stormtroopers all around, while inside the hungry people yearn for liberated ground. The word you need to know is occupation, the very definition of a land without a nation. And if peace is what you're after, then let us not deceive. It'll come on the day the jail guards return to Tel Aviv. All across the world you can hear the people say, the children of Jerusalem will be free one day. In overcrowded camps, amidst the stench of death and flies, to the suburbs of Detroit you can hear the anguish cries. While in the land of Israel, with God ever on their side, walls and fences are constructed, papers are denied. People fight for their existence while we turn a blinded eye, and those who should know better insist on asking why. The words you need to know is occupation, the very definition of a land without a nation. And if peace is what you're after, then let us not deceive. It will come on the day the refugees return to Tel Aviv.
This is for Palestine, Ramallah, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for an answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine, long live Gaza. Palestine, Ramallah, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for an answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine. While we listen to tunes made by ignorant fools, Israel blocked the UN from delivering food. They bring in the troops and you won't even glimpse of the news. They make money off the products that we're quick to consume, and it's not simply a question of differing views. Forget emotions, this is facts, what I spit is the truth. Makes no difference if you're a Christian or if you're a Jew, they're just people living in different conditions to you. They still die when you bomb their schools, mosques and hospitals. It's not because of rockets, please God, can you stop this all? I'm not related to the strangers on the TV, but I relate, cause those strangers could have been me. Words could never ever explain the raw tragedy. It's not a war, they're just murdering more rapidly, and we are automatically supporting pure savagery. Imagine how you feel if this was your family.
We need remains in my heart forever. We stand for peace, times of war, we shan't surrender. Remember, it didn't start in this dark December. Every coin is a bullet if you're Marks and Spencer. And when you're sipping Coca-Cola, that's another pistol in the holster of them soulless soldiers. You say you know about the Zionist lobby, but you put money in their pocket when you're buying their coffee. Talking about revolution, sitting in Starbucks. The fact is, that's the type of thinking I can't trust, let alone even start to respect. Before you talk, learn the meaning of that scarf on your neck. Forget Nestle, Obama promised Israel 30 billion over the next decade. They're trigger happy and they're crazy. Think about that when you're putting Huggies nappies on your baby. Just a war over stolen land. Why do you think little boys are throwing stones at tanks? And we'll never really know how many people are dead. They drop bombs on innocent girls while they sleep in their bed. Don't get offended by facts, just try and listen. Nothing is more anti-Semitic than Zionism. So please don't bring bad vibes when you speak to me. There's plenty of rabbis that agree with me. It's your choice what you do with this message. Don't get it confused, I view this from a human perspective. How many more resolutions have to be violated? How many more children have to be annihilated? Israel is a terror state, they're terrorists that terrorize. I testify, my television televise, I'm telling lies. This is not a war, it is systematic genocide. But whatever they try, Palestine will never die. Palestine, Ramallah, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for an answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine, long live Gaza. Palestine, Ramallah, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for an answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine, long live Gaza.
If you're listening to the Celtic Folk Show, that was Low Key, Long Live Palestine is the title of his song. He wrote it, of course. Before him was David Rovics, and his song is titled Occupation, and he wrote it. And then first up, Barry Kerr with his song The World Looks Away. Now, those three tracks and the other three tracks prior to that are all from the same album, and it's titled Lost Youth Songs of Solidarity. It came out in 2011. So just be mindful that those songs you've just heard were written at least 14 years ago, possibly more. Now, as we know, it's the 7th of October, so it's the 2-year anniversary of the jail breakout from Gaza. Tonight there's a vigil for the victims of the Gaza genocide. The vigil will begin at the MV Pavilion, which is at Queen Vic Gardens, St Kilda Road, opposite the NGV, National Gallery, Victoria, that is. Those who are physically able will then walk in procession to Parliament House and arrive at 6:30, where the vigil will take place. I hope you can join us there.
There's a note between almost there and heaven. It's been sung once or twice by quite a few. It doesn't matter if your voice is trained or better. All it asks is that your heart remain in tune. There's a fireside, a barroom, or a session where you sing a song you learned from your old man. And the words that cause your voice to crack leave goosebumps unrecorded, but that moment lingers on. Oh, there's freedom in the singing of a people. There's a note of truth that slips out of our throat to remind us that we are a golden moment here, and that music is divinity let float. There's a notion that a song becomes important only if it's taped, recorded, pressed, impressed, and sold. But I've heard some songs I never knew existed that might well live and die in voices seldom heard. And I've gloried in the strangeness and the beauty of a moment chanced upon and relished deep. Moments missed by MTVR, HMV boys. Off the map, from the heart, oceans deep. Oh, there's freedom in the singing of a people. There's a note of truth that slips out of our throat to remind us that we are a golden moment here, and that music is divinity let float.
We dreamed our dreams on our hill, I stood alone.
Loving you a long time, down all the years, down all the days, and I've cried for all your troubles, smiled at your funny little ways. We watched our friends grow up together, and we watched them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven, some of them fell into hell. Hearts that shelter from a shower, and I stepped into your arms on a rainy night in Soho. All its charms, I sang you all my sorrows, you told me all your joys. Whatever happened to that old song, to all those little girls and boys? By my bed, covered in a cloak of silence, I hear you talking in my head. I'm not singing for a future, I'm not dreaming of the past, I'm not talking of the first time, I never think about the last. Now this song is nearly over, we may never find out what it means, but there's a lot I hope before me, and you're the measure of my dreams, the measure of my dreams.
That's Mary McPartlin, and she's singing a song composed, written by Shane McGowan, of course, Rainy Night in Soho. Before her, Anne Curran sang We Dreamed Our Dreams. I don't know who wrote that, sorry. And then first up, Noreen Lynch, Note of Truth. Now, I'd like to say hello to Marissa. Thanks for messaging me. It's always lovely to get messages when I'm doing the program. A suggestion, if you'd like to hear songs of struggle, people's rebellion and resistance, the Rotations program that Karina and Vittorio presented on last Sunday at 2 p.m. is well worth listening, okay? So the program's called Rotations, and it went to air last Sunday, the 5th of October, at 2 p.m. and it's very it would be very easy for you to find on at 3CR at www.3cr.org.au. Rotations is the name of the program.
Israeli, stop his fun and the millions early. Brown is pretty curry, no wrong, no father's deed.
Bosnia, lake of your father's.